Indiana earlier in the season, fell behind early. A key Indiana defensive player got ejected for targeting, and then everything turned as the Bearcats just went on a big run and took control of that game. And it's been a tough ride for Indiana ever since. You talked to people down here about that game a couple of years ago.
Well, we don't have to look long ago that something eerily similar to this, obviously, Illinois had lost a player early in the half, and that
for sure
helped springboard Wisconsin.
There is no foul for targeting. First down, Wisconsin.
So it will be a first and 10 with the roughing the passer at the 45. Still a gift for Wisconsin because the Badgers were about to be forced to punt. Instead, a first and 10 at the IU 45.
Yeah, and you need those kind of plays. I lamented a little bit at the end of the first half with the missed tackle that kept this keeps this drive going. Now we need to go cash in like Indiana did.
Vinny Anthony slot right, Will Pauling slot left. Jackson Aker in the backfield. Pauling starts in motion to the right and locked the throw. Fakes the little swing to Pauling. Braden looking, throwing it up and away. Buzzing it well over the head of Will Pauling. Sanguinetti over on the coverage. Second and 10, Wisconsin at the IU 45.
Yeah, I had Pauling out on the kind of little swing pass that we've seen a ton of today. Tried to do a little pump fake, trying to get Indiana to bite and then go vertical. Indiana did a really good job of staying in there. And again, protection was really good. Allowed Braden Locke to sit there and survey. Just nobody open. Ended up whipping it out of bounds.
2.5 minutes gone by. Third quarter, 17-7, Indiana. Second and 10, Wisconsin at the Hoosiers 45-yard line. Nowakowski in motion. Lines up wing on the right side. Locke gets the snap. He'll give it to Jackson Aker. Got hit by Linnell Carr. Fought through that and squeezed about 4 yards out of it to the 41-yard line of Indiana. Third down and 6 for Wisconsin.
Good physical run there. Pulled Nelson. Pulled Huber. Came around. Kind of a kick out and then a pull up. And Jackson Aker just ran with his pads down. Nice 4 or 5 yard pickup.
Pauling slot to the right, Green wide to the right, C.J. Williams to the left, Nowakowski wing on the left side, 3rd and 6 Wisconsin at the Indiana 41-yard line. Locke looks over the Indiana defense. Gets the snap from Tanner Bordellini. Locke quick throw left side. That is caught by Nowakowski inside the 35, inside the 30. Still up inside the 25 and inside the 20-yard line of Indiana. What work after the catch from Riley Nowakowski as the Badgers are now into the Case IH red zone. Visit caseih.com/Badgers.
That was great agility by Nowakowski. And how often do you see a guy backing up? He catches it. He kind of got spun around a little bit and ended up running backwards for a few steps to continue. Kept his feet, continued to fight for a couple extra yards. Nicely done there.
First and 10, Wisconsin at the Indiana 18-yard line. Rucci, Pauling, and Green to the right. C.J. Williams to the left. Iacomelli in the backfield. Rucci lines up wing on the left side now. Locke gets the snap. Hands off to Iacomelli, and he is taken down by Sanguinetti. A short gain. If a gain at all, second down and long coming up for the Badgers. They mark at the 18, no gain on the play.
Indiana brought their safety down as run support and just too many bodies there for Wisconsin to block.
Tucker Ashcraft in. Hayden Rucci will check out. Second down and 10 from the Indiana 18-yard line with the Badgers subbing. Indiana can do the same. Ladarius Cox will check in to the defensive line. 4.5 minutes gone by, third quarter, 17-7, Indiana. Play clock is at 5. Snap the lock. Fakes the swing left, fakes the swing right, rolling to his right. Locke will throw it up and away. Incomplete over the head of Cade Iacomelli. Mangum Farrar, the linebacker, on the coverage and make it 3rd and 10 from the Indiana 18-yard line.
We've seen a lot of swing passes today, and we've seen now twice on this drive we're trying to fake that swing pass and then get vertical. And to Indiana's credit, they're staying home and not allowing that big play. They're saying, if you want to take that little swing pass, we'll give you 2 or 3 yards. We're not going to get beat on the pump fake. And then Phil Longo and his group have tried to do that a couple times to no avail.
Ashcraft, Pauling, and Green to the right. Williams to the left. 3rd and 10, Wisconsin at the Indiana 18-yard line. Jackson Aker is the running back. Locke takes a snap. Pressure coming. Locke looking right, looking, sets, throws in zone, wide open. Caught by CJ, or made that Will Pauling. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Will Pauling wide open as the Badgers are in for the second time and again are in position to pull within three.
Yeah, what a job by Jackson Aker of just staying in there. Indiana brought the blitz, and Jackson Aker picked his guy up. Wisconsin's O-line had the answers to the rest of it, and Braden Locke, untouched on that blitz, was able to hold the ball for that extra split second. That allowed Will Pauling to get into the end zone, and I don't know if there was a busted coverage, but wide open and delivered it. Big-time drive by the Badgers.
Nathaniel Vakos for the extra point. It is in the air, and it is good. Looking at the scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 10 plays, 75 yards, took 4 minutes, 46 seconds. Braden Locke, 18-yard flip to Will Pauling. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 10-14 left in the third quarter. Indiana 17, Wisconsin 14. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with the 11% off everything. Put the finishing touches on your kitchen or bathroom with a new faucet from Moen. Moen creates faucets that feature innovative technology and have a timeless aesthetic. Get the Hilliard bath faucet for $129.99 after rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through November 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much money you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With a West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory, every detail, everything you worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? To find out more about West Bend Insurance and the Silver Lining, contact Lead Home Insurance Agency in Amory, Wisconsin. 715-268-7188.
At Amory Slumberland, come and check out our fall sale with products being up to 50% off in-store and online. See our selection of mirrors, recliners, sofas, dining room chairs, and more. Make sure to check out the Sealy Spruce mattresses starting as low as $179. Learn more about our fall sales event and our clearance section at slumberland.com or call Amory Slumberland Furniture at 715-268-8149. That's 715-268-8149. Amory Slumberland Furniture, your one-stop shop for all furniture needs.
This is Civic Media.
Calling all Badgers fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Days sweepstakes today at amfam.com/Badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Well, a gift roughing the passer call kept the drive alive for Wisconsin. It eventually led to an 18-yard touchdown toss from Braden Locke to Will Pauling. 10-14 left in the third quarter, 17-14 Indiana.
Yeah, a lot of congestion on the right side of the formation for Wisconsin. Some route, I don't know, a little bit of a rub route. Nicely done, but the big play, Jackson Aker picked up that unblocked guy, was able to wall his guy off and give Braden Locke enough time and give Braden Locke credit standing in the pocket and delivering that touchdown strike.
Locke was 4 out of 6 for 62 yards on that drive. Gavin Lahm with the kick in the air. Return chance for Jalen Lucas. He'll catch right side at the 5. He is to the 10, 15-yard line, and Iacomelli busting down there in kick coverage takes care of business inside the 20-yard line of Indiana. Cade playing a little running back today and continuing to turn in good work in the special teams units, and the Hoosiers start at their 19.
Yeah, I always love it when you, obviously Iacomelli is being elevated today, getting more touches and more reps as a running back, but you're also looking at a lot of starters being out there. You want to make sure when you're a special teams, you want your special teams to make plays, you have to put your playmakers out there. Wisconsin does do that.
Indiana will come out, trips to the left. Josh Henderson is the running back. Jalen Lucas now motions to the backfield. The handoff goes to Lucas off the right side across the 20-yard line. Nizir Forkurine gets there first, and then some inside help from C.J. Getz. Gain of about 3 to the 22-yard line. Second down and 7 for Indiana.
Yeah, just better hustle to the football there. Early in this game, we didn't see quite what we would like to see on that. Holding the point, not allowing guys to get on the edge, and then rally to the ball.
Two receivers left, two receivers right from the Indiana 22-yard line. Sorsby takes, looks to throw over the middle, caught by E.J. Williams across the 30-yard line, brought down by Nizir Forkurine at the 34. First down, Indiana. The senior receiver, E.J. Williams, will move the chains.
Nice job there by Indiana, kind of letting that window develop. There's a Jordan Turner coming on a little bit of a delayed blitz, let him pass through, and then deliver in a strike.
First and 10, IU at its own 34-yard line. Two receivers right, one on the left. Brendan Sorsby gets the snap, quick receiver screen, caught by Lucas across the 35-yard line and gets belted at the 36. Gained of a couple and racing over there with C.J. Getz, second down and 8.
Forkurine did a really good job of keeping everything inside. That's the job from Indiana. You're trying to get him so you can get outside of him. Forkurine not having it allowed him to let that hustle and the chase come back to get him.
They mark at the 37 of Indiana, so make it second and 7. 8:45 left third quarter. Indiana 17, Wisconsin 14. Jalen Lucas slot on the right side, starts in motion, gets into the backfield. And the handoff goes to Lucas up the middle, and Jake Chaney is having none of it. Down goes Lucas at about the line of scrimmage, which would be the 37 of Indiana. And here we go again, another third down and long.
Oh, love Peterson there, because it looked as if Indiana wanted to take that front side off of their left tackle. Peterson holds the point and allowed Chaney to shoot. Go get him, bring him down, setting up another third and long.
Which has been money today for Indiana so far. Slot left, slot right, third and 7. Hoosiers, their own 37-yard line. Sorsby to throw. Fires to the left, and it is caught by McCulley right at the stick. Looked like Ricardo Holman just got caught. Like,
he was looking.
Go for it or not, and it's right at the marker. And they haven't moved the sticks yet. They're eyeballing it. And they still have it. They're going to take a look with 7:42 left in the third quarter. It looked like...
Oh, Rico had... He was thinking pick six.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he thought, boy, if I don't get it, trouble on the other side. And it was maybe a split second of indecisiveness.
Yep.
And that allowed him to get this. And hopefully he's a little bit short. I'm going to put Coach Allen there from Indiana in a tough spot here if it's a fourth and short.
Oh, and they are just short. We're talking about... A matter of inches, as in very few inches. So decision time for Tom Allen, 7:42 left in the third quarter, 17-14 Indiana. We mentioned earlier, Indiana goes for it on fourth down more than any team in the Big Ten.
Yeah, they're going for it.
Yep. Yeah, they're 1-for-1 today and 8-for-22 for the season. They need the 44, and they're a matter of 3 or 4 inches away from getting there.
Yeah, and we saw some highlights at halftime. Rutgers, you saw Philadelphia. You got that whole tush-push brotherly shove deal, but there's now variants out of it. You got a jet sweep out of it. They did a fumble rooski down in Piscataway, so there's all these other things that you also have to be mindful of. But the big thing, force them to do some of that stuff. Don't allow them just to get the easy first down.
They are reviewing the spot. To be honest, on live look, I thought he got the first down, but...
Well, it all comes back to that forward progress and where that because of Rico jumping it, I don't think he got a clean catch on it. So it'll just depend on, you know, where he ended up landing, if it was on the other side of the 44 or on the short of it. Well, they're showing a replay now. Oh, he's got it.
Yeah, I thought it's where the ball is when he lands, and I'm pretty sure he has it.
Yeah.
7:42 left in the third quarter, 17-14 Indiana.
It's just been the third and sevens, which is what, I mean, every defensive coordinator, that's what you're dream of. So you have all of your blitz stuff and everything at your disposal. And Indiana today, they have been, I don't know what their third down percentage is right now, but they've been in third and seven plus, and they have picked it up more often than they have not. I'll say that.
I think if this review overturns a call on the field, they're about to be 6 out of 12. Well, Rod Carey, the offensive coordinator, named the OC in early October.
The runner did make the line to gain. Yeah. First down.
Had the pad out.
Yeah, this coordinator has some experience, though, as a head coach, as a matter of fact. Did a really good job at Northern Illinois. Led him to the Orange Bowl 10 seasons ago. Two-time MAC champion. Also was the head man at Temple. Named to the offensive coordinator position here in Bloomington on October 1st. So a fresh set of downs for the Hoosiers at their own 44-yard line. Clock is running, 7:35 left in the third quarter. Three-point lead for Indiana. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Swordsby to throw, Badgers bring him four. Swordsby throws left side, batted around, incomplete. Good tight coverage from Austin Brown, intended for the tight end, Trey Walker. Good work by Brown, second and 10 Indiana from its own 44.
Yeah, really nice job of not getting there too soon, not hooking, and just using that left offhand to tip it. And he was aware, he was trying to tip that up to himself and try to make a big-time game-changing play.
Two receivers stacked wide left. E.J. Williams to the right. Second down handoff. Here's Henderson over the right side of the line. Met by Darrell Peterson with some help at about the 47 or 48-yard line. Jordan Turner up off the pile as well. The mark at the 48 of Indiana, where it's now third down and six. The Hoosiers get right back to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers to the left. Two receivers to the right. Henderson, the running back, to the right to Brendan Sorsby. Indiana 6 out of 12 on third down. They need six here. Sorsby gets the snap. Badgers rush four. Sorsby throws. Left side hangs in the air. Flag down as Jason Maitre tied up Donovan McCulley. And it looked like a pretty easy call to make, even from up here.
Yeah, it might be a hold, but definitely a lot of jersey grab, and I can see what the ref saw on that one. Vic trying to get him, was it uncatchable? I think he's going to probably lose that battle.
Here comes the call.
Pass interference. Defense number 23. 15-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
Well, a gift for Indiana.
Yeah.
As the right call, but a gift given by the Wisconsin defense. So a first down Hoosiers at the Badgers 37-yard line.
Yeah, I'm a little bit decided to just rush four and go into coverage. But today, when we have been able to get off the field, which has not been near enough, you've seen some pressure, a little bit of pressure packaging. Decided not to, had one-on-one coverage, and unfortunately the call came.
Jalen Lucas motions into the backfield on first and 10. Handoff Josh Henderson over the right side of the line. Gets inside the 35. Covered up by Jake Chaney, who is still down. He is in some pain right now as he made the tackle. It was a gain of just two, and Jake's favoring his right leg. Yeah. And yet another injury for this Wisconsin team. And he's going to need some help coming off the field, putting next to no weight on that right leg now. 6:41 left of the third quarter, 17-14, Indiana leading Wisconsin. Remember, in the second quarter, the Badgers had scored on the long touchdown play. Braden Locke to Bryson Green to get to within three, and Indiana had an answer. Came right back on the Sorsby touchdown pass to McCulley. And Indiana trying to answer another Wisconsin score. It's second down and seven at the Badgers' 34-yard line. 6:32 left in the third quarter. 17-14, the Hoosiers. Jalen Lucas in the backfield now motions out to the right. Sorsby gets the shotgun snap, hands it to Henderson off the left side, and he is cut down by Hunter Waller at the line of scrimmage. The 34-yard line. How good has Hunter Waller been this season?
Really good, and just the ball bounced and spilled, and Hunter Waller came up. He's always been a willing tackler, went really low, and did a fantastic job again of reading things out and going and making a play.
Third and seven. Here we go. Indiana on third and seven or more. Today, the Hoosiers are 5 out of 8.
See, all right, heat him up here.
Here we go. Third and seven now at the Badgers' 34-yard line. Double wide to the right. And the Badgers bring in some pressure. Soresby up the middle, and he gets sacked at the 50 by Austin Brown. He and Hunter Waller were in hot pursuit of the quarterback. Brown got him. They'll mark at the 49 of Wisconsin.
Oh, well, great dial up there. I said it earlier. You heat him up, force him to make a quick decision. He's been really good at extending the play, but when you get pressure in his face, he has struggled, and that was a great timely blitz there, and a nice job by everybody getting home and getting him down on the ground. Thought for a second he was trying to turn into Richard Todd or Boomer Esiason and trying to fire that ball left-handed.
Fourth down and long as Evans on the punt. Vinny Anthony is deep. Kick in the air, end over end. Hit it pretty short. Anthony the fair catch, and he'll cradle it at the 18-yard line in Wisconsin territory. And we have a timeout after the 32-yard punt. Are you ready to be free from pain? Mueller Sports Medicine is your trusted family company in Prairie du Sac, supplying the highest quality tapes, braces, supports, and recovery products like Revive. Available in stores and online to Revive like a Badger. Check out Mueller Revive. 4:51 left in the third quarter. Indiana 17, Wisconsin 14. This is Badger football from Learfield.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and David Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabitCatt.com or call your local David Catt store for more information. David Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
No one gets you closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio. 2023. Badgers starting at their 18-yard line. 4:51 left third quarter. Indiana 17, Wisconsin 14.
Yeah, I love the fact that we went and got pressure because, you know, I was kind of moaning there, third and seven. It's been so easy for Indiana to convert today. Got off the field big time. Got the ball back here for Wisconsin.
Cade Yakimeli in at running back. Will Pauling slot right. Motions to the left. On first and 10 for Braden Locke in the Wisconsin offense. Takes a snap, handoff. Yakimeli works the left side. Turns it up across the 20, 25-yard line. Yakimeli still going and bulldozes his way to the 30-yard line on a gain of 12 for Cade Yakimeli.
Oh, you're talking teaching tape by the left side of Wisconsin's offensive line there. Indiana slanted. Jack Nelson did a great job of passing his guy off to the left guard. Hayden Rucci was able to pass his guy off to Jack Nelson, climb up to the next level, and then Yakimeli finished that run beautifully.
From the 30 of Wisconsin, first and 10, they'll feed Yakimeli again over the left side. Kay just churning his way across the 35 to the 36-yard line. Little PA pride from Cade Yakimeli again, working that left side of the line. Gain of 6, second down and 4.
Yeah, that was just hiding behind the big fellas, keeping your legs churning and not giving up on the play, because that was probably blocked for 2 or 3 yards, but he continued to move his feet, churn, riding, and be able to pick up a quick 6.
3:52 left third quarter. Badgers down 3. They have a second down and 4 at their own 36-yard line. Slot left, slot right. Pauling starts in motion. Locke will give it to Yakimeli again off the left side. Little stiff arm across the 40-yard line, gets the first down. A stiff arm to get by the linebacker Matt Holt, and Cade Yakimeli saying, "Let me eat." He gets the first down to the 44 of Wisconsin.
Yeah, showing a little speed off, and then that stiff arm, and All you can do as a group up front is get your tailback to the last line of support. That's your job. And when you can do that, it's up to your tailback to do something with it. He was able to get outside, stiff arm, and then continue to keep his feet churning to pick up that first down.
Dr. Melly takes a break. Jackson Aker is in there for the 44 of Wisconsin, first and 10. Pauling slot on the right side. Locke calls for the ball, takes a snap, looks the throw, has time, still scanning, steps up, throwing, dropped by Will Pauling at midfield. Incomplete. Again, not a perfect ball, but a catchable one, and it's second and 10 for the Badgers at their 44.
Yeah, that's the case there. He had all day, and I understand quarterbacks can get a little bit antsy when you feel like you have to have that internal clock, but the guys up front gave him all day. He paused. He double-hitched. That's where you see that little opening. Go grab 5 or 6 yards with your legs, slide, and move on to the next play.
Trips to the right. On second and 10 for the Badgers at their 44-yard line. Locke takes, handoff. Jackson Aker has some room across the 45, across midfield, down to the 47-yard line of Indiana. On the tackle is Miles Jackson on the defensive line. Gain of 9, third down and 1 at the Indiana 47-yard line.
The O-line has been an O-line drive. Bortolini did a beautiful job there. You saw that thing wide, really open up and gave a lot of space there. On a second and 10, you should expect that, and you grab 9, setting up a very manageable 3rd and 1.
Benny Anthony, slot left. Bryson Green, wide left. Nowakowski, wing left. You got Rucci on that side of the line as well. Little pistol formation. Locke with an end around Benny Anthony. He's got speed to burn. 45, right side 40. 35-yard line, still up, and finally taken down inside the 30 to the 29-yard line of Indiana. Benny Anthony, little end around action, and the Badgers have a 1st and 10 at the Indiana 29-yard line.
That is all set up by the wearing out, especially it's the whole group, but that left side of the offensive line, Nelson Huber, you see him wearing. Indiana was sick of it. They decided to bring a bunch and really on the backside crash hard. Wisconsin sees that, does a little flip on a jet sweep on a reverse. Big time pickup by Vinny Anthony.
Phillip Dunham on the tackle. Minute 39 left, third quarter. Badgers down 3, but on the move. Locke takes the snap. He pulls it, runs it to the right side, and pays the price. Brought down at the 30-yard line by Aaron Casey, their outstanding linebacker. Loss of 1. 2nd down and 11 for Wisconsin. A minute 22 and counting left in the third quarter. It's 17-14 Indiana.
That's just a little inexperience showing. He ended up holding it, which was fine. He's out there. Indiana did a nice job of getting back to cover, but you don't need to take that hit. You're outside the pocket. Get it out of bounds. Move on with your life. Don't take an unnecessary hit.
Pauling slot to the left. Iacomelli to the right of Braden Locke. And now a look over to the Wisconsin sideline. Play clock is at 10. C.J. Williams out wide left. Bryson Green to the right. Locke takes the snap. He'll give it to Iacomelli, cutting to his left. Inside the 25. Iacomelli inside the 20. Down to the 19-yard line. That's what he needed. Let's see if they got him to the stick. He is right there. And maybe just a touch short of it. 3rd down coming up for Wisconsin. Pauling slot to the left.
Too many men. They call a timeout. Yeah.
Timeout taken by Indiana as they were caught in a personnel dilemma there. And a timeout taken by Tom Allen. So we'll take a break as well.
Where'd this quarter go?
Man, no kidding. It's flying. 31 seconds left in quarter number 3. We'll take a break. Indiana 17, Wisconsin 14. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This Memorial Day, we here at Civic Media would like to say thank you for all those who have served and made the ultimate sacrifice. Take time this special day to recognize and thank someone who has served in our U.S. Armed Forces. Honoring Memorial Day is brought to you by Eric Morrissey, your Amory, Wisconsin, Edward Jones Financial Advisor.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Slumberland Furniture. Come visit Slumberland Furniture in Amory today for your home and furniture needs, all for a low price. Northwest Connection Family Resource. Call them today at 800-733-KIDS to learn about their services and support kids and families. 800-733-KIDS. Scott Prindle at Loan Depot in New Richmond. Call today to learn more about your mortgage solutions at 715-903-6701. 715-903-6701.
Thanksgiving will be here soon, and I can't wait to spend the day with family and friends just catching up, playing games, and settling in for a big turkey dinner. This may sound weird, but my favorite part of a big turkey dinner is the gravy. I pour it on my turkey, potatoes, stuffing, and there's always plenty of Village Heart Dinner Rolls to help soak up every drop. And whether you prefer classic white or wheat, 12-grain or sweet Hawaiian, a basket of warm Village Heart Dinner Rolls is the natural choice for Thanksgiving dinner.
1 seconds left in the third quarter. Indiana 17, Wisconsin 14. The Badgers have a third down and inches just outside the Indiana 19-yard line.
This has just been a clinical drive by this offensive line. Oh, Iacomelli is having a great drive as well. And the play before this did a great job of pushing the front side, which is off of Wisconsin, Riley Malman and Fertney off that right side of the line. And Indiana brought their corner off and chasing the backside, but he pressed long enough to make him hesitate, and then he made a drop on a dime cut and was able to pick up that nine. But this group has taken ownership. It's almost as if somebody got in there and said, get your tails moving, because the line of scrimmage has been moved in a big way.
Jackson Aker, the running back now. And now Locke will go under center. In motion in the backfield is Ashcraft, and he handles the brotherly shove. They didn't need much. They didn't get much, but I think they got enough the way the officials are walking up there. They need to the 19-yard line, and it looks like they're going to mark it just inside the 19 of Indiana.
We'll take it. We've been seeing a lot of the adaptations off of that, and obviously Indiana brought everybody up. I would look at something. Let's get a little something, a little jet sweep action off of it. I know it's frisky, but I don't mind getting a little frisky here at this point in the game.
That will be the final play of the third quarter. And as Tauscher talks about getting frisky, we'll take a break.
Well-timed. I did that right at the end of the quarter on purpose.
A little time to regroup. We are through three. And another tight one here for the Wisconsin Badgers. It's Indiana 17, Wisconsin 14. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says, I need to go to the bathroom. And you realize stadium is watching. Proposing on a jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win four tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Scoreboard update for you here at Memorial Stadium in Bloomington. Badgers trail 17-14 to start the fourth quarter, but driving inside the Indiana 20-yard line. Ohio State, number one in the country, they lead at Rutgers 14-9, and they are driving at the Rutgers 20-yard line. Nebraska and Michigan State in a close one. Michigan State leading at home 13-10. That one going to the fourth quarter. Iowa will play Northwestern at Wrigley Field That game kicks off at 2:30. Penn State at Maryland, Illinois at Minnesota, Purdue at Michigan tonight. Elsewhere in the top 25, Matt, it's Texas over Kansas State, 27-7. But an upset brewing in Clemson, South Carolina, where Clemson leads 15th-ranked Notre Dame 31-23 late in the third.
Ooh, how about that? See if that holds up. Badgers down three as we start the fourth quarter. Cade Iacomelli back in there at running back. Cade had seven carries for 40 yards in the third period. 17-14 Indiana. Badgers have a first and 10 at the Hoosiers 18-yard line. Wisconsin going north to south, left to right as we view it in quarter number four. Will Pauling slot to the left. Spice and Green out wide to the right. On first and 10 for Braden Locke in the Wisconsin offense. Locke takes a snap. He'll feed Iacomelli up the middle, and he's cut down a gain of maybe a yard at best. And they'll say no gain on the play. Make it second and 10 at the 18-yard line.
Yeah, Indiana is seeing enough of what Wisconsin is doing. Run, they are selling out now. That was just bringing people down into the box, not letting Iacomelli get moving on a cutback right at the line of scrimmage, brought him down.
Two receivers left. Bryson Green comes out to the right. You got Will Pauling and C.J. Williams to the left. Nowakowski wing on the left side. Snap to Locke, fakes the handoff, throws left side, end zone, hangs in the air, and it's too long, intended for Will Pauling. Phillip Dunham on the coverage, left side of the end zone, and it's third and 10 from the Indiana 18-yard line.
Yeah, it's a good shot play. You try to make a play, and he threw it just a little bit outside of where he was aiming it. Had he dropped that, it would have needed to be a perfect throw right to that back pylon, and he ended up leaving it a little bit left and out of bounds, but a good opportunity there that we missed.
Third and 10 from the Indiana 18. Williams, Bell, and Pauling to the left. Bryson Green to the right. Jackson Aker now in at running back. Play clock is at four. Got to go, boys. And play whistled down.
Listen to you.
Delay a game. Offense, 5-yard penalty. Remains third down.
So it's third down and 15 at the 23 of Indiana. Wisconsin today on third down is 6 of 11. Three receivers left. Bryson Green out to the right from the Indiana 23. Locke takes the snap. Indiana bringing five. Locke under pressure. Got sacked by Aaron Casey. They'll mark at the 33-yard line. And now a decision for Luke Fickell, because a field goal try would be about 51 yards. The last thing outside of a turnover that you could have happen there is a sack. And they did give one up right after a delay of game.
Ugh. Yeah, that is exactly how you don't operate. And now you're in a position where you should have been, where you could have had an easy field goal attempt. You get the 5-yard delay, and now you have a lot of indecision here. Nobody moving as far as what Wisconsin's going to do. They're probably going to have to burn a timeout.
It's a play clock winding down, and they may just take the delay here. Let's see.
Delay a game. Offense, 5-yard penalty. Remains fourth down.
So they're just going to look to punch it down near the goal line. I should tell you, Nathaniel Vakos has not looked like the most comfortable guy in the building here today. Patrick, you see him, what we're seeing with him at times?
Yeah, something's bothering him with his back, and I think it has affected the decision-making here. Maybe early in the half, or right before the half, too, of not kicking the 55-yarder. And then again, certainly now, that his range may be severely limited with whatever's bothering him in his back.
So the Badgers punting from the 38-yard line of Indiana. Atticus Bertram steps up and hits it inside the 5-yard line. Well done. The long snapper, Peter Bowden, down there to catch it at the 4-yard line of Indiana. So Luke Fickell trying to just make something out of nothing here. You flip the field, and we've got a timeout on said field. Badger football brought to you in part by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors, teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at buildingwisconsintogether.com. 13:20 remaining, Indiana 17, Wisconsin 14. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's here, the moment you've all been waiting for. Pottawatomie Sportsbook is officially open. Put your sports knowledge to the test when you bet on your favorite sports, games, and players 24-7. The elite lineup includes self-service betting kiosks, free parking, high-definition TVs, odds boards, food menu, and full bar. It's your turn to bet big, bet bold. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Visit the website for more details. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
Is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I'd rather not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099s?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Say it with me, the Boxing Six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is Civic Media.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 13:20 remaining. Badgers down three. Hoosiers backed up at their four-yard line as we get an update on the injury to Jake Chaney. Patrick, what do you have?
Yeah, he had to be helped off the field with a right leg injury. Went in the tent to get some treatment. He has been cleared to return, which is the good news. He's not out here right now, and how effective he can be is what remains to be seen. I wouldn't be surprised if we see him try to go for a snap, and if he doesn't have it, they might shut him down. But he is at least cleared to return if they want him.
We've got Muma Jungmeta and Jordan Turner at the inside backer spots. Jeff Petroski, C.J. Getz on the outside. Ben Barton, Kurt Neal, the defensive lineman. Trent Howland, their bruising running back in there for Indiana. Pistol formation, two receivers left. Jalen Lucas motions into the backfield, a handoff to Howland, and he will barrel his way across the five-yard line to about the seven. On a gain of three, Hunter Wohler down there at the bottom of the stack for Wisconsin. Second down and seven for Indiana.
Yeah, I just love Hunter Wohler. He's got a nose for the football. He continues to find where it's going and just continues to get in there and make plays.
Howland stays in there at running back. Three receivers, including the tight end Trey Walker, out to the left. Now he motions and lines up slot to the right side. Snap to Soresby, under pressure, hit as he throws, and he lost this one. A will over the head of E.J. Williams, covered by Forcureen, as the Badgers got to the quarterback right now, and it's third and seven Indiana at its own seven.
Looked like Barton just beat his guy and was able to get, and not the easiest. You're in the end zone, you want to make sure you deliver a pop to the quarterback. You also want to make sure you don't lead with the head, anything else. Forcing that throw, nice job getting some pressure.
Indiana's been really good on third down today. Third down and seven at their own seven. Slot left, slot right. Soresby takes a snap, four-man rush, right side throw. That's caught by Walker, and he's brought down by Forcureen at the 12-yard line. That is 2 yards short. Good play by Nizer Forcureen, the transfer from Grand Valley State. And Indiana punting from deep in its own territory.
Yeah, we've seen it now the last two times. It's been a problem all day. That third and seven plus got off the field on both, and that was just open field. You have to make that tackle, and you did.
So now James Evans on the punt, standing 3 yards deep in the end zone. Vinny Anthony deep at the Wisconsin 41-yard line. Fourth and two, Indiana from its own 12-yard line. 3 minutes gone by fourth quarter. Badgers down three. The snap to Evans, steps up, and the kick is away. Drifting back is Anthony. He'll field at the 32 and wow. gets sandwiched right away. Excellent punt coverage from Indiana. They'll mark at the 33 of Wisconsin. A 51-yard punt from James Evans, the junior from Auckland, New Zealand. And we've got a timeout here in Bloomington. UW Athletics are proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brew Pub, Lotta Matzah Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. 11:48 to play, Indiana 17, Wisconsin 14. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is a Midwest-based company that's committed to the values of honesty and integrity in all of our transactions. From Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette, we have you covered. With huge selection, quality name-brand products, a knowledgeable staff, and competitive low pricing. Plus, with our fast direct-to-home shipping, you can quickly get back to doing what you love most, working on your ride. Bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We get it. And thanks for shopping locally.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Fall sure is pretty. I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger's sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy. Oh,
just ask touchdown. Tastes great teamwork. A successful farm. Tastes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. 11:48 to play. Indiana 17, Wisconsin 14. Badgers back on offense starting at their 33-yard line.
Yeah, obviously the way this last drive ended, you saw so many good things, and then you get down in position. You get a false start. You take a bad sack. You're out of field goal range. I really thought it was huge for the defense to not only get off the field, but to do it immediately and give Indiana credit. Another bomb of a punt, 51 yards with not much of a return, but we got the ball back with a chance to get the lead.
Cade Iacomelli in the backfield, and Locke's going to read it, pull it, now throw it away, and he did a good job of avoiding the sack. Aaron Casey was in hot pursuit. Locke outside the pocket, got the pass beyond the line of scrimmage, and it's second and 10 for the Badgers at their 33-yard line.
That's a sign of growth. We saw just the last drive or two drives ago, almost the exact same play. He pulled it, he's getting chased, and he ends up taking a hit for a loss. There's the same play, and a lesson learned, dump the ball, move on, get it to second and 10.
Quincy Burroughs out to the left, Bryson Green to the right. We got Rucci and Bell now motioning out to the right side of the formation on second and 10. Locke gets the snap, looking to throw, looking, throws over the middle. Iacomelli the catch, across the 40-yard line, and is able to drive forward. Fumbled the football, it's loose inside the 45 of Wisconsin. Iacomelli fighting for an extra yard or so. Hoosiers claim they have it. Officials still talking about it. A Hoosier came out of there with the football. That was Josh Sanguinetti who got out of the pile. And now a big time ruling here for this officiating crew. Cade was fighting for that first down. The ball came out, and here comes the ruling.
The ruling on the field is the runner was signaled down. There was a clear recovery by the defense.
So it turns into a 9-yard gain. Third down and one. Taking a look at the replay right now, and maybe that right knee was down. I don't know. It's pretty close.
Say, let's go quick.
Yeah, go, boys. Third down and one at the 42 of Wisconsin. Here we go. Not yet. They're going to take a look.
field as the runner was signaled down. Plays under further review.
So we'll pause again for a replay review. Waiting in our booth for the monitor to show us the replay. 11:16 remaining, 17-14 Indiana.
Yeah, I wondered if they said he was ruled down, if they blew the whistle, because that's the thing. There's also the whistle that's in play. Indiana definitely came away with the football. I mean, he was dancing around way back here. So if he is not ruled down, it's going to be Indiana's football, and it looks razors close. But again, the ruling was on the field that he was down. Let's hope that that holds up. We still haven't seen a replay.
Yeah, the way they were announcing it almost suggested like they had
blew it dead.
With forward progress, in which in that case it's not reviewable. So that's obviously not what they were saying.
No, and this is, again, when you have youth and you have some younger players, I love the fact that they're fighting for those extra yards. Yakimeli did a great job of not going down, but at some point giving up because everybody's scraping and trying to punch the football out. Hopefully that notepad isn't coming out and we keep it. But the effort was great. But when you're going to do that, ball security obviously is always the most important thing.
So another one of those long reviews going on. 11:16 remaining, 17-14 Indiana leading Wisconsin. On a day where a couple of times looked like the Badgers had all the momentum going their way and just couldn't finish that last drive. They got inside the 20 of IU and then a delay of game followed by a sack. Ended up having to punt the ball away, and now they may very well have coughed it up.
Now, if you're listening to the crowd in Indiana's sideline, yeah. And
here's a call.
After review, the ball was out before the runner was down. It's recovered by Indiana. It'll be Indiana's ball at the 44-yard line.
So the Badgers turn it over, and Indiana has it in Wisconsin territory with 11 minutes and 16 seconds to play. And the Hoosiers lead 17-14. Well, the young running back just trying to fight to the stick.
I don't mind that. He's being aggressive. He's trying to make something happen, but you have to realize when you're spun around and you're scraping for that extra yard, the defense is going to come punching and trying to knock the ball out. And then it was ruled that that is what happened. Indiana with a clear recovery, and now the defense needs to make a stand.
There's two linebackers, Casey and Mangum Farrar, helping force that issue on first down. And the handoff goes to Jalen Lucas, trying to run left, trying to run right, and gets covered up at the midfield stripe by Muma Jungmeta. And had a lot of help before Lucas ran into Muma's arms, and that's a loss of six. Second down coming up.
Yeah, Gio Paez made that play. He bubbled the left guard from Indiana into the backfield, and he forced their tailback to stop his feet. That allowed Jungmeta and Jordan Turner to come flying in there and make a big TFL.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. Second and 16, Indiana. At the 50-yard line, Sorsby to throw. One pump under pressure again, and down he goes again. Jordan Turner gets to the quarterback. At the 39-yard line of Indiana, that was a loss of 11.
That's what I'm talking about. We're getting aggressive, and you can almost see Wisconsin's defense playing like they're you-know-what off. They're a tough call, tough play went against them, and now you see two big TFLs.
In there in the linebacking core is the freshman Christian Allegro on third down, a short throw left side. That's caught by Carter, and he is forced out of bounds by Alex Smith at the 45-yard line of the near side, Indiana territory, as the Wisconsin defense rises up again, and Indiana forced a punt on fourth down and 21.
That is the epitome of complimentary football. And, you know, typically you think, oh, that's crazy. You fumble. Can your defense pick you up? And the offense just put one on the turf. Defense, you could not have asked for a better stop and getting the ball back and let your guys try and redeem themselves on offense.
James Evans on the punt, 9:45 to play. Snap to Evans, steps up, and a kick in the air, end over end. Anthony lets it hit inside the 10. And it will dribble out of bounds near the 7-yard line of Wisconsin. They'll mark it at the 8, and the Badgers again in poor field position, a 47-yard punt. We'll take a break. 9 minutes, 36 seconds remaining. Indiana 17, Wisconsin 14. This is Badger football from Learfield.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter.
The defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Walter's Shoreview Supper Club has everything you need to enjoy a nice night out with family and friends. Come enjoy our daily specials like Thursday ribs made with our secret barbecue sauce or our Saturday prime rib, which includes a free dessert. With a variety of dinner entrees, an authentic soup and salad bar, and Sunday brunch, there's something for everyone. Learn more at shoreviewsupperclub.weebly.com or call us at 715-268-8774. That's 715-268-8774. Walter's Shoreview Supper Club. Come and enjoy today.
Tis the season for Village Hearth Dinner Rolls. Not only are a warm basket of fresh brown and serve or sweet Hawaiian pull-apart rolls the perfect accompaniment to holiday meals, they make great little sandwiches for a quick and easy lunch or dinner. Visit VillageHearthBreads.com for slider recipes, including chicken buffalo, pizza, and currywurst. Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Walter's Shoreview Supper Club has everything you need to enjoy a nice night out with family and friends. Come enjoy our daily specials like Thursday ribs made with our secret barbecue sauce or our Saturday prime rib, which includes a free dessert. With a variety of dinner entrees, an authentic soup and salad bar, and Sunday brunch, there's something for everyone. Learn more at shoreviewsupperclub.weebly.com or call us at 715-268-8774. That's 715-268-8774.
Walter's Shoreview Supper Club. Come and enjoy always today. Streaming on the Civic Media
this
app.
Is Civic Media.
And companies starting at the Wisconsin 8 with Jackson Aker in there at running back. Badgers go left to right as we see it in the fourth quarter. Aker today, 9 carries for 29 yards. Cade Iacomelli, 10 for 48. Braden Locke through the air, 15 of 31, 203 yards and 2 touchdowns. Riley Nowakowski, wing on the left side. Will Pauling, slot to the right. Now comes in motion, looping right to left. Here's the snap, handoff to Jackson Aker, and he got stoned by the linebacker Aaron Casey. Right at the point of attack and right at the 8-yard line. Second and 10, Wisconsin.
Yeah, Eric Casey just kind of shot the B gap and was able to get into the backfield. No room to run there for Jackson Aker.
So a second and 10 for the Badgers. 9:15 to play. With Wisconsin down by 3 here in Bloomington. Pauling slot to the left. Bryson Green out to the right. Snap to Locke. Braden looking, throws to the right, caught by Nowakowski across the 10-yard line to the 15. And progress gets stopped by Josh Sanguinetti at the 15, maybe close to the 16-yard line on a gain of 8. That was, beg your pardon, Nick Toomer there on that last stop for Indiana. So it's 3rd down and 2 for Wisconsin.
That ball came out on time. You're able to give your tight end a little bit of time to get north and south and set yourself up here in a very manageable 3rd down situation.
8.5 minutes to play. 3rd and 2 for the Badgers, just shy of their 16-yard line. Pauling slot left. Locke gets the snap, looking, sets, throws to the left, high pass, incomplete, intended for Pauling. Well, that was a tough throw. Jamari Sharp with the airtight coverage. And a 3-and-out for Wisconsin, punting from its own 16-yard line.
Yeah, really fortunate there that ball wasn't intercepted. Give Indiana a lot of credit. I thought Wisconsin's offensive line did a pretty good job giving Braden Locke time, but just looking around, not a lot of separation, not much room there for Braden Locke to find anybody, and was very fortunate that this drive is ending with a punt and not an interception.
We need Atticus Bertrams to really get into one here. Snap to him, steps up, and the freshman sends it on its way, hangs up in the air. Carter signals for the fair catch, and he'll make it. Indiana still with good field position, starting just inside its 45-yard line after a 40-yard punt. 8:09 remaining. We'll step aside. Indiana 17, Wisconsin 14. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
The We Energies Cookie Book is back with recipes from Wisconsin first responders. These sweet treats fuel our hardworking firefighters, police officers, and EMTs. Pick up your free We Energies Cookie Book at a distribution event near you. Visit WeEnergies.com for a list of locations. Thank you for making us a part of your family traditions. Happy holidays from all of us at We Energies. We Energies, people you can trust, energy you can depend on. This message was paid for by the stockholders of WEC Energy Group.